So the topic for today is the din of hezek shel mikra. The gemara here in Daf Hey with Aleph, you know, comparing the Iran Komos over there, comparing the brisa of Rav Oshia and Chia, discusses this issue of metame, medama, menasech. So from metame your taros, so it's a hezek shein a nikr. So maybe that's why Rav Oshia didn't count it. And Rav Chia did count it, so it's really a sugi in Gittin, Mishnah Gittin, Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis. What's the difference between Hezek and Nikr? So the Mishnah states that Hezek and Nikr, the Mezid, is Chayav. And there's a focus over there in the Gemara between Chizki and Rav Yochanan, why are you Chayav? So Chizki says, well, Hezek and Nikr, Shmei Hezek. And it's Thomas Harris, they call him a Hezek. It's called Hezek, and therefore you're Chayav. And there's a special dispensation for Shoge, Kadeshi Yodio, in order that he'll be able to tell, he won't be embarrassed, he'll tell the person, in time of Taurus, who would pass you Shoge. But fundamentally, Hezek Shenikr is Shmei Hezek. So that aren't enough matters to call them. Hezek Shenikr, Shmei Hezek. For Yochanan Paskins, Hezek Shenikr, Lo Shmei Hezek. That really, you're potter when you're time with somebody else's Taurus. There's a special class, you don't want people going around giving the time of other people's taros. Therefore, we tell you, Hezek Shein Nikr, even though it's Loshmi Hezek, we're still Chayev, amazing. And most Rishonim, the Rosh here, and the Rif in Bava Kamma, and the Rambam, Paskin, Hezek Shein Nikr, Loshmi Hezek, like Rav Yochanan. There is a Ravein Chananel here on the page, the last line in Heimun Aleph, where he writes, came in the Kaimalan, Hezek Shein Nikr, Shmei Hezek. He seems to be passing like Hiskia. The Pella, the Gemara in Gittin asks the Meisve on Atiufta on Rav on Chizkia. So it's a bit of a talking, although it's a strange Gemara because after the Gemara asks the Atiufta, it goes on to suggest the Mahol Tanaim, and it keeps on going. So usually once there's a Atiufta, they kind of give it up. So it's a strange Gemara, but Lamaisa most have shown him the Paskin like Rav Yochanan Hezek Shenikr Lav Shmei Hezek, and Ben Hanel here seems to Paskin differently. But I want to analyze according to the mainstream sheet in the Rishonim, Pasuk Rav Yochanan Hezek Sheinu Nikr Lo Shmei Hezek. So the first question I want to deal with is the Hagdara. What does Hezek Sheinu Nikr mean? What's the example? What's the Hagdara? So the example of, let's say, Metame, you take a sherry to put it on somebody else's hair. How do we define that act in order that we can learn from it to other cases? So Rashi over here in Avakama, the Pemet Aleph, the first source on the sheet, says Sheinu Nikr Kigon Shachab Sheinu Nezek Nikr B'Socha Peros Delo Chaser Lahu. So what does Rashi tell us? How do we define Nikr or not Nikr? Right.
So undefined.
What do you say? Chisaron. Rashi says it's a chisaron. Is there a physical chisaron in the peros? So here the peros look like they did a minute ago, just another tamei, and they're might be valueless, true mitzvah, you have to burn it, you're not going to do any, very much with it. You can feed the animal, but still, at the end of the day, there's a serious hefted cause. There's no chisaron, no physical chisaron, and therefore it's lav shmei hezek. It's hezek shein a nikr. If you look at the Rambam, source number two, what does the Rambam say? Hamazik mamon chavera hezek shein a nikr, hoel v'lo nishtane adovar v'lo nisvele tzuroso. How is the pata min etash lumin? Din Torah. So min Torah, when you're magic, hezek shenikr, your pater, how does Rambam define it? Ho v'nishtane hadavar v'nifse tzuroso. So do you think the Rambam agrees to Rashi, or maybe it's a little different? I'm not sure myself. What do you tie now? You say it sounds similar?
Could be broader.
It could be similar, it could be broader.
Nothing not less.
I don't mean by less.
Meaning like,
it definitely
includes more things
than
yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe Rashi requires a chisaron, right, and the Rambam might not need a chisaron. Meaning, I was thinking, let's say, for example, the Gemara on Tzadi Ches in Bava Kamma. The Gemara distinguishes a person who takes a masbeya and scratches off the what's it called? The tzura. Thank you. I was just looking for English words, but the tzura. So, in the old days, the money had inherent value, meaning, a silver dollar was a dollar worth of silver. And eventually it was backed by money, and now today there's nothing backing it, it's just kind of understood that the dollar is a dollar. So if you have a gold coin as a tzura, so it's like an official gold coin. If the gold coin is not a tzura, it's also worth something, but it's just harder to spend because it doesn't have that insignia that, you know, the tzura that allows you to spend it easily. So the Gemara says if you would scratch off and you actually take off some of the gold, that's pasha that you're chayav. But the Gemara wonders, suppose you take a hammer and you smash the tzura, so you didn't actually mechaser the coin at all. What's it in there? So Rabbi says you're pasuk. So the Mechukas and the Farshim, what's going on there? Is that Hezek Shein Nikr? So if you look here, the Ravid that I have here in 3.1, the Ravid says, Ashrafa Tzviya Shal Chavera Shul Pater, Ma'ishna Mitame Medame Zamrinan Mezi Chayev. It's Chora Hezek Shein Nikr. And we know that there's a Gzeira, Drabana, and the Kortrav Yochanan, the Mechayev, Hezek Shein Nikr, and Mezi. So the Ravid gives a textual answer, Ki in a Nikr, my have the amazing miachai. Even though it's not nicker, she'll be chayiv amazing. So hayazek at the shchiachu v'kantua val hezek tahacha lo shchiach. So the rabbi thinks that in Talmud somebody's taras is more shchiach than there, and the chayiv is amazing. And smashing somebody's coins is less shchiach. They never made it there. But the rabbi seems to understand this is a case of hezek in a nicker, snatching a coin. Now, is that so obvious? The Yom Shah Shlomo disagrees. If you look at the Yom Shah Shlomo, the next the Shach.
Later in the line, it quotes the Yom Shah Shlomo.
Yes, in Kain, the Shach is, in Kain, Ha'gavishach ein l'chashinu yigadol mizeh. Ela ha'ka ta'ima d'rava mishum g'roma b'nizikin. So the Shach says that this is not Shach and Shin Pei Vav. This is not called Hezek Shein Nikr because you it's very nikr. You had a tzura and it's no longer a tzura. It was not a halachic thing that you do with Talmud Taras. You took a hammer and you smashed the tzura. That's Hezek Nikr. And the only reason the Gemara ponders you is because of a grum. So here we have a debate. Before we get to the Marshal, about how to look at a case where a person makes a physical change in the object, is it mechaser the object? The Ravid seems to assume that what's the din? Is that called Hezek Shein Nikr or not? It's Hezek Shein Nikr. Why? Because you weren't mechaser. That fits well with who? With Rashi. Whereas the Shach says, not pitam, that's Hezek Nikr. You took a hammer, you smashed the coin. That's very Nikr. You know, you changed the tzura of the coin. It used to be a tzura, a coin with a tzura, and that's a coin that doesn't have a tzura. So, again, it's not clear to me if Rashi and the Rambam argue, but if they are arguing that Rashi requires chitaron, and the Rambam doesn't require chitaron, it could be this would be an afkamina to that question. And then there's the next stage of this, which is, you know, a very similar case, but let's say you take a silver becher and you smash the becher. So here, you know, to fix the becher, you're going to spend a lot of money. You have to go to, you know, a silversmith and he's going to have to remake the becher. So here there's also a debate. That's a continuation of the Marshal. Od cause of Marshal, the Shem Sefer, Sopnes Fenech, Afilin Hika, Espati Nefesh, Ashar Klei Kesef, Ezov, O Al Matzeya, Upachsa Nami, Havi Matzeya, So just like your pater, if you take off, you hit a tzura on a coin, so too if you hit a becher, you're also pater. V'hu baravan. He quotes it from the Ravan. V'efshel l'chalek zaf matzeh leka ela tzurasa aval v'kli v'ikara kli avi v'ashta lav kli. V'haynu shalohus kardin zeh v'shach poskin v'rak v'avim feh v'tarachin. So the Shach doesn't like it. How can it be that you take a guy's becher and you smash it? I mean, you didn't wear mechaser at all. You know, it used to be 100 grams of silver, it's still 100 grams of silver. It used to be a becher, now it's a block. You know, you're going to say that's Hezek Shein Nikr? That's ridiculous. So, the Shach is like the Rambam, it changed the tzura. If you take Rashi, literally, again, it's not clear in Rashi, it's just an example, the lochoser lehu, that's an example, is that definitional? So, it could be a debate between the Rambam and Rashi, it's not so clear to me. The Rashi might be in Chisora, and the Rambam says, Kol Shinoi Tzura. But either way, the Rashi and the Rambam certainly are discussing the Totsa of the Hezek. The Hezek is not Nikr in that even after the hezek, you still have, if the hezek is not nigger in the tzar, i.e. there's no bitzara, or there's no shinim in the tzara, then it's not called hezek. So in the case of the tamataros, it was a fruit, it's still a fruit. There's no bitzara in the fruit, there's no shinim bitzara in the fruit, never it's hezek she'eno nigger. Whereas Tosfos might have a different understanding of the Hagdara of Hezek Shein Nikr. Look at Tosfos, the third source on the page. The Tosfos comment on the Gemara of Abakamad of Kufam Abbez describes a person who has a field next to a Kerem. So Reuben has a Kerem, and Shimon has a field, and he plants Tua in his field. He plants wheat in his field. And, you know, the wheat is growing and growing, and he doesn't bother putting up a fence. And then his wheat goes into his friend's Kerem and creates the Isser of Kilaya Kerem. The Gemara seems to indicate your Chayiv, that the person, Shimon, who planted the wheat and then wasn't careful to make sure it wouldn't continue to grow into the neighbor's field, would be Chayiv for authoring the Kerem of Reuven. So as Tosfos there, Chayiv Achayuso, Afal got the Hezek Shein Nikr Lo Shmei Hezek, maybe it's Eino Nikr. After all, he just halachically uttered it. Nearest the read, the law chashiv hezek nikr, sharei nikr, shehu kilayim, sharoa hagefonim, the sod. Anybody who observes this reality sees that, you know, Shimon's wheat is growing in Reuven's field, in Reuven's Karen. Avamatame taros, lachavera, afal ga, pi, sharoin, hasheret, al ataros, lachashiv hezek nikr, to me, Yodeya in Hukshuru. So, Tosva says that the case of Taros, I put a sheretz on your peros, and it's not clear to me if they're Tame, because if the fruits weren't washed, they weren't Hukshuru, Kabal Tuma, so then they're not the Kabal Tuma. Then Kiyut and Maim Aldera, then Hefsher, unless there was one of the Shema Mashkin was put on the fruit, Baratan, so the sheretz is not going to be Tame. So, some of the Achronim assume that Tosfos has a different definition of what Hezek Shein Nikr refers to. Whereas for the Rashi and the Rambam, they're talking about a change, a physical change in the object, any change or a chisaron. Tosfos is assuming that the din of Hezek Shein Nikr is a question of what? Nikr? Nikr l'ayin. Nikr l'ayin. Is it nikr? Is it observed? Nikr l'ayin. Is it observable? So you see a sheretz on a fruit, so you don't know. Maybe it was a mukshar. You see a chita growing in a kerem, then you know it's us. Yeah. So why is that? If you don't know what falling in, you don't know what the guy's doing. Maybe he's just pouring the wine. How do you know it's going over the desert? So there were a number of opinions brought to this apparent debate in the Rishonim. Again, is Eino Nikr a question of, you know, different ways to formulate this. I was talking to Ben Rish about this. He said he could say it's a question, is it a din in Totsah or in the Maisa? That Tosfos says it's din in the Maisa versus other Rishonim says it's din in the Totsah. Now, I don't think it's so much doing that way in the Tosfos. Tosfos is speaking about the fact that when you observe, you see it. Does he see that it's kilayim? It's not talking about the maisa, but it's clear in Tosfos, he's emphasizing the shas maisa, when you put the sheretz on it, is it nikr? As opposed to when you put the chita in the kerem, is it nikr? He's definitely emphasizing the maisa. I'm not sure if it's like maisa versus tosa, or exactly how to formulate it, but there seems to be a machlokas here, and I'm going to pick up on this distinction. So just quickly, three nafkaminas to this question. The first is the Evan and Ezel, source number four, is exactly this case. If you would have the Gemara of Kavan of Kufon Bay says that when you plant your barley or your wheat and it goes into the kerem, you're chayav. The question is, why you're chayav? Tosfos says you're chayav because it has a nikr. It's nikr. Now, why else might you be chayav? We know that Hezek Shein Nikr is chayav in what case? Hezek Shein Nikr, the mission says in Gittin, the sky is made it. Right? There's a takana, a gzeira, that even Rav Yochanan holds Hezek Shein Nikr is eina So the Ibn Ezel says, no. The reason you're chayav in the Gemara B'Kama is because even though it's in a nicker, the guy didn't even make it. He was trying to ask for his friend's kerem, so therefore he's chayav. I'll read it to you. Sorry, Machin Yira the Adrav, Mizeh Uchia Haram and Lashitaso. The Emes Teres Atosvos, from the Tama Inam Yushal Kolkach. It's Inam Yushal Kolkach. It doesn't make sense to say that when you put a sheretz on somebody's fruits, you assume that the pears weren't Mukhsha. The Mila Skinna, the Vinich Sheretz, or Peres Munachim Bakli Mayim, the Sam Mayim Bakli Shavari, the Vadi Nisla Shubarot, and maybe you put the sheretz on a washed Peres, the pears were wet and washed. The din mechitas akerem shnipitz avadei ina hezek nicker. The konsukol of the is the din of knas. The knas that the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Gittin says that when they were even hezek she ina nicker lashri hezek, they were kolreis amazed. So too, the case of kerem is only a knas chacham. So just the nachminas here. Case of kerem. According to Tosos, it's considered hezek nicker because you see the chita going in the kerem. And according to the Rama, it would be eino nicker. This is Ibn Ezel explains. And now aval pichein yirchayev only vidin knas. Yirchayev vidin knas. Another nafkamina. On the Cheshukei Chemed of Zilberstein, an interesting Nachmina. You know, everyone's a dentist, like they open up these like plastic packages of all the different utensils and they take them out and like they clean their teeth and they, you know, send them for sterilization. So if you open up a dentist package, he's not going to use it anymore because it's not sterile, maybe there's some germs, you know. So you open up the package and you close it. Is that called Hezek Nicker? Is that called Hezek She'ena Nicker? So what do you taina? Even though like Rashi and the Rambam, physical chisaron or physical change, how do you look at that?
Well, there was both. Because I'm saying when you opened the packaging, you undid the packaging.
Let's say you closed it just the way,
but that's just you tried to undo the. Meaning you're looking at the whole process at the end of the conference. Yeah.
Yeah. So he suggests that maybe for the Rambam it didn't be Eina Nicker. Whereas according to Tosfos of Kushav Nikola Ayin, anybody who observes a person opening the packages sees that he's opening the package, he's ruining the, you know, no longer considered sterile, and therefore he should have to pay for that process of sterilization, whatever it costs to get new kerem. Look at verse number 5, the Inyanenu Shapasach Mazreik Sterili, talking about a syringe. Lechora Lesvara Satosfos. You can no longer use this syringe. And you have to throw it out or, you know, send it to be cleaned. Maybe you're chayfing for the Rambam. Now it has, germs. So that maybe it's a shinur tzura, because now they're germs. Ela she'ena nirim, v'har yashid saram, ein tzarek she'en nikr l'aynayim, v'itachin she'en ro'nis ha'hezek al-dei mikroskop, chashi nishtan tzurasa v'chayet l'shan. It's interesting svar that if it's nikr al-dei microscope, so it's considered to be nikr, it's a chiddush, because in most areas of halacha, we usually say, we don't care what the microscope's say, meaning you're looking at your asterisk, you don't have to look it under a microscope, you know, which is usually assume halacha. We're able to breathe, we're not worried about we're inhaling shratim or, you know, etc. Yeah?
I think you just said the other svara, but I would have thought that if you supposed to, you would say it's not Nicolaitan, because it's not Nicolaitan.
Nicolaitan?
You can't say that if someone had seen him doing it, they would see the hezek.
Sure they would. Because no, if you're in a medical establishment, you know that if you open up a sterile, you know, clean.
They still don't see it.
They see it and it's no longer usable. I mean,
no, it's not the same thing as seeing it. Not if you're lying. You know it's no longer usable, but it's not halacha.
Well, that's the exact opposite. For the Rambam, there's no shinui d'tzura. It's the same as
Kli. No, there's a shinui d'tzura.
A shinui d'tzura because
now it's an open thing.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, it's closed now. So what? That doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's an open thing.
And yes, Nikola Ayin, you're saying it's not Nikola
Ayin.
Okay, I hear it. Take it both ways. I definitely hear the spot.
So I'll just write, Sichas Ariza. Okay.
I think I'm going to go read them out. I'm sure the Tosfos have to say that.
He's suggesting all like that. I mean, he. His lesson is, we're going to find a hezek nikol ayin. She called me shiroa davar sterili shniftach yedero shukvar inor elishim.
Well, so we're saying that when it's sitting there. He's talking about when it's sitting there open.
Is that the same thing as seeing a sheret, if you had seen the fruit in the water, so you would know that it's coming, and now you...
There's no water. I mean, the classic case.
I know,
that's the Evan Ezel's heart.
Water now, but had you seen the guy dip it in water, then you would know that it's Moshe Kalakoma.
Okay. I hear you saying. If you agree with that for me, you just think it's obvious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, look, for that reason, and I can hear his thought. Yeah. I'm not sure. It's not Gamina, because maybe one of his burns right, one of mine's right.
Okay. Another Nafkamina. The Ramban, the Kuskarmi, discusses the question of shechting an animal. If you shecht an animal and you trave up the shechita, the five pesul shechita, so some of them are nikel ayin, ikur. But some of them are shehiya, you just wait a second in the middle of the shechita and then you continue. So it's called shehiya, so it's a pesul shechita. The Ramban wonders, source number six, Father Likara and Damin and Hezek Shein Nikar Potter, we have a principle, Hezek Shein Nikar Potter, Yikashbach Tavak Shekilkal Amai Chayv, the Gemara in Tzadi Tetzim Abbeis, a Tavak Shekilkal is Chayv, the Shokhe, that ruins the Shkita, has to pay for the animal. Vishlam HaGrom of the Ikur Hezek Nikar, who some of the Pesulah Shkita are apparent. El Shehiya Vidrasa, Halo Yadana. Things like Shehiya and Drasa are very subtle. So maybe you should be potter because it's considered hezek shein nikar. Lakashya, the Raman answers, the cave in the lashachat kiraya shkita asked me here hezek. The hezek isn't the shehiya. The hezek is the shkita doesn't work. So it's like you killed an animal. The animal was alive, and now it's nevela. So that's the Raman. It's obvious that your chayev sheins the shkita el kemetis rosha b'sayif. It's like you cut off the animal's head. Hey nikar ben chayev shkuta. It's nikar that used to be alive, and now it's nevela. So that's the Raman answer. So Zivir Yecheskel, or Yecheskel Borstein, who was a Rebbe in Slobodka, killed by the Nazis, together with Bochanan in Kovna, he writes the following. When Harry Tavis filled the Ramban, the Saka Daitach, the Raman has a half meter that's Kasha. His Kasha is maybe it should be Hezeshin and Nikar by Shehiya. The Dafta Grom of Ikor Havale Hezekah de Minkar, Velo Shehiya Vedrasa. Yishum Daleka Behu Shinoi Begufa Behema. At the Masik, and then the Raman has the Maskana, the Etzem HaShkita Chashiv Shinoi Kemetiz Rosha. The Raman's Maskana is that the Shkita that was possible is like cutting off the animal's head, and therefore it's Nikar. About the Shkita that Tosfos ain't Sarif Lezeh, the Gam Shehiya Vidrasa Chashiv has a Nikar to Dome Limitame Mashkin. So the Divrei Cheskel assumes that the Ramban is like the Rambam, and that's why the Ramban had a whole discussion, had a havamina that really by shechting with Shehiya it would be considered hezek shein nikar, because after all there's no chisaron, there's no shinui tzura, and then maskana is no, it is a shinui tzura. But if you want to tell us with the question of nikar la'ayin, so everybody sees he stopped for a second. He wasn't a glass. He shechted half the kanah and he stopped, or not half, 49%. He stopped and then he continued. So it's Nikolai, so it's obviously considered, Hezek Hanikr. Okay. Assuming that you can see the Shehiya, but I'm not a showcase, I can't, comment. But he wants to pull on this like here. So if three Nafkaminas, again, there's a focus. Rishonim, it seems to be a Rishonim between one group, Rashi and the Rambam, versus Tosfos. If
Nikr means Nikr la'ayin, like Tavasus, and Nikr means Nikr in the Hefza of the Totsav, how it looks, the Kesara or Shin Tzura. I tried to highlight also between Rashi and Rambam, and they brought Nafkamina initially about, you know, a Matbea or a Kli that you smashed but didn't actually, you know, break, and that you kind of like squashed the Matbea or the Kli as well. So that's really the first part of the Kabur, the question of the Hagdara of what in Nikr means. I want to move on to discuss. Yeah.
What's the Rashi and the Rambam agree with both those that in the case of the Kalayim that you're hiding?
Well, that's what the Ibn Ezel suggested. Ibn Ezel, source number 4, thinks that the Rambam holds that by case of Kalayim, the Ikra Din is really Hezekiah and Nikr. The only reason why it says Rechayim is with the Knas to Rabbanon, it has to be a case of Mazin. That's the suggestion of Ibn Ezel.
Is there any, what other ways are to explain the Maslokas Raivit Shah, Megabe and the Mafeya, other than the Rashi versus the Rambam? Meaning,
I don't know if there's another way. I mean, I'm suggesting that it's a Maslokas, that this is a debate.
Okay.
Could be there other ways.
Okay. You seem not sure about it.
Look, the Rishonim bring up that Sugi. That Sugi is not actually mentioned in Gittin of Shah Matbeya, meaning. The Rishonim seem to equate. That's the sugi of Gezeila. So it's not so clear that it's part of the din of Hezek Shein Nikr. You know, Brisk always deals with the question of, you know, the Magir things. What? They're not interested in the philosophy. Why? Like, take like the elephant in the room here is like Hezek Shein Nikr is possibly tasty. If you ask anybody on the street, if they fasten like Siski or like a Yochanan, people will tell you, of course, the guy had Taras. There was a lot of money, and now he can no longer use them. So, it's a very difficult. So, I'm not going to focus on it. I just found it interesting because I'm so far that I thought, you know, it touches on it. He kind of asked the question that was bothering me. Source number 8: Bavade ein shum svarla olam de minatora hefker beheter hu lahafti alafim hurabla shalchavera behezek, shein a nicker. It doesn't make any sense to say that you're allowed to be mazik a person's taros. Chalila v'chalila. El shein nizkar v'harshis nizakim. The Krah, the Shalim Meitav, it's just not included in the Parashah Mezikin that says you have to pay. However, Hubichal Bezin Makim Onji Shalom Menadin, the Konsim Lafi Hamakon Vazman, Vaisha Mazik, Lafi Anizak, Achetikna Chacham Mishiach, Chachol Anizakin Shibatar. So the Krah Sofer says it's obvious that in a halachic state or halachic place, so people who would be Mazik, Hezek Shein Nikr, would be Nenas, as the concept of Bezin Makim Onji Shalom Menadin. And that Bezin is able to impose gezeiros and takanos to make sure, you know, people don't take advantage of halacha and don't find loopholes when it's not appropriate. So it's obvious that at the end of the day, a person who is not dependent on nikkur would be punished. So that, I guess, is an important ha'ara, that you shouldn't think that chas v'shalom halacha, you know, leaves room for this type of abuse. And that's again already inherent in the Mishnah that but maybe they're conies, but if it comes over, it seems to be a little bit broader. But then the Chasam Sofer just wonders, like Mehechatesis, why isn't it included in the Zikin? Why do you need Chazal to then stick it in, you know, through the din of Makin Unshinul Minadin? Why can't it be included in Milachatila? So why you ruin the guy's taros? So why shouldn't you pay? So he brings more kashas why he finds it so difficult, and then at the very end of the piece he says there's a gemara that sounds that you couldn't understand as being a mocker for this. I'm vabakamet of pedalid levin azed yika miyutet liftor hiko b'shvur al ziporin. If I would hit my friend on his nail, so you would cause him tsar, but there was actually no nezik. The nail's going to go back. There's no nezik. So, dafai tarsh ino nikr. In kain yesh lomar, da adam ba adam, potter ba ino nikr, kolzken adam mehema. Well, the Rebbe, the Hilchos HaKavah say, even though we hold, like Rebbe, you're chayev in such a case, mit yitzrich l'chayev adam, shvami nav mehema potter b'tarachin. So he leaves off b'tarachin, and he finds a Gemara that he thinks maybe is a raya, or a makor for the fact that hezek shein nikr is potter, because there's a special din that if you do hezek shein nikr on a person, you're chayev. Special ribui. Then I held your father, Rebbe holds your chayiv. Even Rebbe holds your chayiv only for a special levoy. So maybe if you do Hezek Shein Nikr in Chafatim,
your pasuk.
Okay.
He doesn't. He looks for a makor. He finds something. He's not sure. Tzarichin. I saw in the Chasuk Echemen, he quotes from the Doravi. Doravi is an important sefer on Tehulim. We don't have it in the Medrash. He also doesn't say where it is, so even if I had it, it would be hard to find. It's a very interesting sefer. He's a big Lamban. He also has a very interesting philosophical statements in the Hatzama. It's a unique sefer. So he quotes here in the Chasuk Echemen, Shemati Mir Avliyashiv, his father-in-law, B'Shem Doravi, quotes from the sefer Doravi, Shehezek Shein Nikar Potter Mishum, the whole mazik nilma nimaka behemi shalmena. The makor of hezek is baka behemi shalmena. The whole shayhefted hu ruchani. The fact that I can't eat the taras is just a religious thing. If you ask a guy in the street, they'll say, fruit's fruit, what's the difference? If it's a hefted rak ram yisrael, it's only a hefted for Jews. Vlolu umas olam. In the dome of the maka behemi shalmena. So again, I'm not really sure, we don't have the full source, so it's hard to really judge what he's saying. The way it's quoting it here, quote the pasuk. Makam Hevish Shalmena. He says, and therefore it must be, it has to be something that is nikkur for all people, not just for all Jews. I don't know, I would have thought Makam Hevish Shalmena said to Jews. Jews keep halacha. My taros were tar, they were edible. Now they're tameh, you have to throw them out. So it sounds like it headed to me. Yeah.
You assume only things that are halacha as you do
nikkur? Yeah. I mean.
So not you opening the utensils and the dentist's.
Right. He goes on to talk about that in the same piece.
For my bed.
Right. You have to go through the sugya and kitchen. There's lots of kashas and gemara there about hezek shel nikkur to see if they're all halachic. If they're not, you have to try to explain them in a different way.
I think they're shorter than
that. Yeah. It's a chiddush. So the Chasam Sofer has some makor, you know, from Kabbalah. The Chasuk Echemed, it sounds like a svara, meaning he quotes a pasuk, but the pasuk doesn't really say anything. Makaveh Shalmena, and must be, Makaveh Shalmena means things that, you know, are considered hezek for all people. So it sounds like a svara, although I don't fully understand why he posits that svara. And then the Ramban, really the Kosh Urim, explaining the Ramban, has a different svara.
Is it the pasuk is mechayev, like, things that damage physically.
But why limit? Meaning, makam hevi shalmena means if you are mazik. So why only physical damage? Why not halachic damage? He says, well, it must be the pasuk is referring to things, even goyim, the pasuk with the Torah is given to all people, I guess. I mean, it's not true. I mean, the Torah is given to the Jews. They have shevi mitzvahs. If shevi mitzvahs include dinim, which might include nezikin, you know, it's a discussion between the Ramban and the Rambam. But even if we grant the Ramban that the dinim includes nezikin, I don't know if this pasuk is said to the goyim, meaning, they can have any ma'arechet of kosher mishpat. They don't need to have da'afa or kosher mishpat.
I don't think that the emphasis is the universality or whether it's particularly universal. I think it's more just like whether it's physical or whether it's like a spiritual thing. It's not like objectively like that's not
so
like.
The question is why? The Torah gives an example of physical damage, but why shouldn't a spiritual damage also be included? You know, he doesn't really explain why. He just assumes that the pasuk is talking to goyim, which probably isn't true. So, if I had it inside, I could try to analyze it more. This is a quote of a quote. He heard it secondhand from, you know, from Yasha, but still, I'm saying I don't see it so much. I don't really understand it. I'm just presenting it. Let's get to the Kovash Urim. So let's read quickly the Ramban, only a few minutes left. The Ramban, Kutris to Garmi, so the Solomasi Mamon Shalavero, source number 10. V'chol Hamasi Mamono Shalavero, Nimenu, Hezek Nikurhu, Yaharsh Inu Yokoloma Haresha Chalapanech. When you're mazik somebody, you can't just say, you know, give it, I broke your computer, oh, here, take it. It's broken. Alma Hamasi Mamon Shalavero, Fagon Mochel Chol, Besor, V'chol, Dadamilu, Hezek Nikurhu. The Ramban seems to be saying, this is the way the Kovach Urim explains him, is that because you have the ability, since it looks the same, you can say Haresha Chalfanecha, and therefore you're Pasuk. So I'll read you the Kovach Urim in Sarah, verse number 11. Pluk to the Hezek Shein Nikr, Bechora Mash, Melashim, and Gomorrah, the Ikra Pluk to Hilin and Hezek. We know Yali for the Gemara Lina Shinu. We learn from there to Goslin, you know, can you say Aresha Chavanecha? On the Russian Ramban Bedin the Garmi that we just read, there's a little pligi El Bishinu. When we high time the Goslin Potter, the Yako Loma Aresha Chavanecha, who I did a Mazik, the Yako Loma Aresha Chavanecha? When it's called the Chomer, who? The Goslin Chomer Yosemi Mazik, Kumur the Gemara Gabe Zorak Matveel Yam, שאפילו במקום שמזיק פוטר גזל חייב, אם כן כל שכן נכת הגזל פוטר מזיק ועדי פוטר. Also, the time the answer, the echolom are eish halof anecha. So what the Kavosh seems to be saying is that the two you were mazikim, they had tara, they were tar, now they're tamei. But in the end of the day, you look at them, they look like whole fruits. So he can say eish halof anecha. If a gazan can say it, so a mazik can say it too. Eish halof anecha. So the concept of eish halof anecha is like a technical tour. Of course you were mazikim, but since you could say eish halof anecha, there's a way out. So, I think, if I understood correctly, the Chassam Sofer and maybe the Chizuch Yechemer, or let's say, the Revi, are looking for Gzeres HaKhasim. It doesn't make any sense. The Gzeres HaKhasim. And the Rav Elchanan is saying, it's not so fast. It's not, there's a Svara here. The Svara is, it's a technical Svara. In the end of the day, a Gzeres can say, Reisha Chalfanecha, so to a Mazik, Kol Shekin a Mazik. So, it's true you were Mazikim. In terms of the shovi of the value of the peros, because in hefted mamon, let's say I don't say mazik, because in hefted mamon, but hefted mamon isn't hezek because you can say reish chalupanecha. So the Shiran brings nafkamina to this case. Let's skip down. There's not so much time left. Source number 14. He discusses the case that's mentioned in the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Memhei. Let's say I'm a shomer and I'm watching a shor, and I'm not very careful, and the shor goes out and kills somebody. So now it's a shor niskal. So can I just return the shor niskal and say, I returned it to you, zagizot? Or I say, what do you mean? You returned to nothing. So that's the focus in the Gemara. Yaakov holds, you can just return. The Gemara says, Rav Yaakov says, "Chziru shomer lebalav muchzer." If you return it, you returned it. So the Tosfos Shant in the Shita on Daf Nivav, you know, says, "I don't understand. Why do you have to even return it? It's hezekshen if you're a potter. So once you're a potter, so what do you have to even return it? You're going to return air. This is worthless. So what's the point of even returning? Even if you didn't return it, you're a potter. Even if you didn't return it, you're a potter." So the Gemara doesn't sound like this. The Gemara says you have to return. You have to return. So it says the Kodesh Shiurim, Source number 14, if you stand here, the Hordin Shomer, the Potter, the Hezek Shein HaNikar. Let's say a Shomer, again, not sure if you're Poshe, maybe it's Poshe Yerchai, but let's say you weren't Poshe. How does it work? I don't remember exactly.
If you're
Poshe, you're Potter. If you're Poshe, you're
Potter? No,
because it wasn't damaged. Right, it wasn't damaged. Okay, it wasn't damaged. Okay, yeah. Even if you're thank you. He's in here, the one thing showing the potter of Hezek Shein HaNikar, Gamkin Hatam Yisnesha Omer Haresha Chalapanech. Shuhachim Nevar Achefet, Achachach Chayev, Kamura Gemara. So, according to he takes the Gemara face value, Rabbi Yaakov says, Hechziro Mukhsa. The animal is also by enough, you have to return it. Why do you have to return it? It's worthless. No, you have to return it, because you have to say Haresha Chalapanech. You have to return it. Kamura Gemara, Gabi Goneb, Shoranisko, Mabesa Shomer. Ubashita Terakakone Satan Vavit Tishem Sazushan, Tomu, Lomari, Lami is Kayev, came and shown his Kayev, the Hezek Shein HaNikar, Achakak Vishash Neva, Layash Shavakum. Who cares if you lost it after it was Kayev Misa? You lost the air. Well, Zivir Ramban, Hatam of Word, the Emes, Hashomer, Kayev, Gam, the Hezek Shein HaNikar, El Yokalom, Hesha Havanech. So the way the Kovash Yorim is Hashomer Ramban is that fundamentally, Hezek Shein HaNikar is Hezek. It's just you have a way out. You could say Reisha Chalfanecha. And that's why in this case where the animal became Azar Bahana, it has a chain of nicker, you have to return it. If you don't return it, if you don't say Reisha Chalfanecha, you'll become Chai. Whereas the Tosfos Shant, he argues on the Pashas of the Gemara. He says, what the Gemara says, Hechziro Shomer Leval of Mukhsar, you don't even have to return it. Because since it's Azar Bahana, you can just, you can kill it. There's no need to return it. So I think this might be totally on the Chakira. Namely, I don't think the Chavish Yorim suggests it. Chavish Yorim says that according to the Ramban, fundamentally, Hezek Shein HaNikar is Hezek. It's just a Ptur of Hashem HaLevanecha. That's what the Chavish Yorim suggests. And therefore, in this case, you have to return it. Because you have to say Hashem HaLevanecha. Whereas, if you learn that fundamentally, Hezek Shein HaNikar is not Hezek at all, there's a chasam, it's not hezek at all. So you took something, you have to return it. If you're the shomer, you have to return it. Until you return it, you're going to be. Excuse me. Until you turn it, you're going to be chayav. Yes.
Is the Rambam saying that the Ramban would be machayav you if you were metame someone's perus and a flood came and took him away?
I don't think you have a responsibility there to that person. Harish HaFalvanecha doesn't have a responsibility. Either you're a goblin or you're a shomer.
Isn't my responsibility to say Harish HaFalvanecha?
I don't think so.
It's not a responsibility. You're right. You're chayav. It's just that you have a steward.
You have a steward right now, and then the flood came after. I don't think there's no din of returning them. It's only
what
by.
You're a shomer on the
steward. Okay, shomer economy.
No, but you're that's shomer, like you're shomer on the steward. You're metan them.
Yeah.
And then a flood came and took them away.
That's exactly the debate here. That's exactly the question.
No, no, but that seems to be a much more intense example. Meaning the by the shomer niskal, it's talking worthless. So it really doesn't matter to you than that.
Okay. And the pair is also worthless. I mean, it's the same. Well, it depends what they're true with me. It's pretty much worthless. I mean, we can talk about it after. I just want to, we have only 2 minutes left. I want to try to finish. To me, it's the same, but you can try to out. I'm not sure. I want to raise two other issues, which I think might be connected. Not mukhrach, but they're important issues for this topic in their own right. So the first is the question of the Isser Lahazik. If we assume there is an Isser Lahazik, when a person is Mazik, the Hezek Shein Nikr, Slash Me Hezek, is there an Isser? Is there an issur to take a sheret and put it on truma shel chavero mitame? So Rashi in Gittin in the Gimel of Beis sounds like there's no issur in the Torah. Mitame mitame, says Rashi, verse number 15. Issur de rabbanon who came in the lush mehezek in kan issur de reis. So Rashi assumes that there's no issur de reis in the mazik mehezek shein nikar. L'man d'omer hezek shein nikar lav shmehezek. And the Tanei Yeshua makes this point there. Now, I think I might be calling on the Sakira. That if you say there's a Kaseris Kasuv that ponders you for Hezek Shein Nikar, so I would think that the Kaseris Kasuv says it's not a Tur Hashum, it's a Hafka. Whereas if you say it's a Svara, okay, it's a Svara that you're Pater, because you compare yourself to Manecha. But from Nezu, you're Mazikim. You're Mazikim, so this is the right to Hazik, so you're Mazikim. You have a technical Pater, you can say Harisha HaFanecha. Whereas the Kaseris Kasuv, again, Kaseris Kasuv, you can, what's the Kaseris Kasuv tell you? It's a total off guard, so I'm assuming it's a total off guard. But that's, I think, one important discussion, which might be connected. And the second is the relation between Hezek Shein Nikar and Garmi. We have a concept called Garmi. Sorev Shteraz v'shal Chavero. Is that Hezek Shein Nikar? Is that worse than Hezek Shein Nikar? Is it the same? Is it better? So that's a bit of a focus in the Rishonim. And the Ramban here, in number 17, in the Kuntz of Garmi, wonders, is it the same? So first he thinks it's the same. It really, Garmi is also really such a Hezek Shein Nikar. And just like we're Machayev, Hezek Shein Nikar, amazing, so too the Chiyuv of Garmi is only amazing. That's what he suggests. The Hezek Shein Nikar is equal to Garmi. And then, if you look in the fourth line, source number 17, he suggests that they're different. This is how I can answer. Have you there the Rameyer suffers that Gorim Hezek Ava Pishula also Maisa Biadain Chaya Vahinu Din Zagarmi? Mishula Gorim Hezek Lochiyev Rameyer. Think of Tame Vidame Menasech, the Chol Hezek Shein Nikar, Potter Menadin. Fish Ain Hezek Lomachos Garmoso, Lomachos Masha. So the Rabbanan suggests subsequently that really Hezek Shein Nikar is much less than the Garmi. Garmi, you were so sure, Joseph Shalavero, you were Mazakim. Okay, it wasn't Biadain, it was Bigarmi. But Hezek Shein Nikar, that's not Hezek at all. That's not Hezek at all. Lash may Hezek. That's what he suggests. And so it's written in Gittin, verse number 18, suggests the opposite. That maybe Hezek Shein Nikar is worse than Garmi. Because Hezek Shein Nikar, you took a sheret and you put it on his peros. You were metamin and biadayim. Whereas Garmi, you just caused the Hezek. You won't be able to collect as long because you ripped up the shtar. But you didn't actually biadayim affect the actual, you know, the actual loan. It's just the raya for the loan. So again, we have three opinions that we've shown in. Is Hezek Shein Nikar the same as Garmi? Is it worse than Garmi? More kal? Or is it more chamor? The Rid thinks it's more chamor, and the Ramban says it's more kal. I think you might be able to connect this to this question of the Makor. Is Hezek Shein Nikar not Mashmei Hezek because the Gzeir is a Kasuv? Or is it a Svara that you can see a Reisha Halavanah? So I want to say that if it's a Gzeir is a Kasuv, so you might say that it's less Chamor than Garmi. It's a Gzeir is a Kasuv, it's not included. It's just, again, I assume, because I know it's a Chalav Ka. Whereas if you say it's just been Teresha Al-Hanecha, you're fundamentally, you're mazik the person. You're mazik the Adayim. It's just that
technically you can say Arisha Kol Manecha, but that might be more chamor than Garmi, where you weren't actually Masikin, where as an object you just essentially, you know, ripped up the star and, you know, caused it harder for him to collect the chum. So, Kinder, we saw here two discussions. One of the Hagdara of what Hezek Shenaker is, the 3 days of Rishonim, Chisaron and Guba Chepsa, Chisaron, any Shinuri Tzura, or a question of Nikola Ayin, and discussed the Nachminas. Then we moved on to discuss the Makor, the Gezeres Kosov, the Sephara, and some Nachminas of that as well.